Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Well, hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I'm delighted to have you here, and I'm delighted. Delighted seems to be my favourite word at the moment, but I genuinely am full of delight and joy at the fact that what I'm bringing you in this episode is what I like to fondly refer to as cross-podination. It is a life and lipstick cross-pod featuring Hannah Martin and Lisa Potter Dixon. Now, Lisa has been on the show before, and Hannah Martin, I know many of the Emma Gunn Show listeners know who Hannah Martin is. She's a makeup artist. She was with Bobby Brown for a very long time. She is now freelance, and she's... there have been many requests for her to come on the show, but she and Lisa started a podcast a couple of months ago called Life and Lipstick. They are both makeup artists. They talk about life. They talk about makeup. It's fabulous. And I knew that they were creating this show. And I said, well, as soon as you're up and running, as soon as we've got things going, let's do a cross pod. Let's do a recording where I come on your show, you come on mine. We'll publish them on the same day. So if you're listening to this, you should be able to go over to their feed. The link will be in the show notes and find the episode that we recorded just before we recorded this one. So that's the housekeeping. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Another bit of housekeeping, actually. We did record in a studio, but there was a very loud meeting going on upstairs. So if you think that you can hear a group of men chuckling in the background, it isn't where you are. It might be, but it isn't. It is on this audio. I'm sorry, we couldn't get rid of it. I've tried, I've tinkered. I am not a sound engineer whiz, unfortunately. So there we go. That's just a tiny bit of housekeeping. So this is really us on a Friday afternoon getting together and recording a couple of podcasts together. And it was great fun. You know that I'm friends with Lisa. I've chatted to Hannah before, but we've never actually properly, like, this is actually really... both of these recordings are us really hanging out properly for the first time. So in this episode, we just talk about all sorts, really. We talk about why they started a podcast. Justin Timberlake comes up quite a bit. Lisa does a phenomenal dolphin impression, which still has taken me by surprise. And it's just delightful and wonderful. And I question it, actually. I wonder how she perfected that. But anyway, I'll dig into that in my own time. We talk about favourite beauty products. We talk about going out on your own. Lisa, as everybody knows, is with Benefit. Hannah was with Bobby Brown and has sort of taken a step into freelance life. So we kind of unpick how it feels to no longer be Hannah Martin From, in the way that I have spoken previously on this show about not being Emma From, insert massive brand here, or massive magazine title here. So we talk about kind of having imposter syndrome, about having the confidence to go out on your own. She also tells us what it's like hanging out with the actual Bobby Brown in her beautiful home. So yeah, we cover a lot, and we do take a break in the middle because there was partly because of the men chuckling upstairs, but also because somebody clued us into the fact there was a beer fridge in the next room. Not really a beer drinker, but hey, it was Friday afternoon. What can I tell you? So all of the links to all of the products that we mentioned will be in the show notes. And obviously the link to go and find Life and Lipstick and Hannah and Lisa's social media handles will be in the show notes. And I really hope that you enjoy this. I'm so happy that the Pod Fam is growing and growing and growing. And it's so nice to have buddies doing this with me and to be able to chat all things podcasting. So I really hope that you enjoy it. And obviously you can let me know by emailing me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or by slipping into my DMs on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Guns. And if you want to join the closed Facebook group for the podcast, just click the link in the show notes, which can be found wherever you are streaming and downloading this episode. But for now, I really hope you enjoy this cross pod with Life and Lipstick, Hannah Martin and Lisa Potter Dixon on The Emma Gunn Show. We should just start.
I don't know if I'm juicing my hair.
I could do a lovely introduction, but I think the fact that this is Friday afternoon, I'm with Lisa Potter Dixon and Hannah Martin, and it has already been batshit. Chelsea's also in the room. It has been, hasn't it?
It's been great.
We've just listened to an entire Justin Timberlake song because Lisa was convinced. We're like, what would you say if you ever saw Justin Timberlake in the street? And she said, I'd say,
Justin, woo!
From this song. And we've now listened to two Justin Timberlake. There's no Justin. Woo!
Wow!
Can I just say it gets more entertaining every time?
Listen to the voice message I just said to Theo.
You know the Justin Timberlake song where he goes, Justin,
what song is that? Hopefully we'll soon find out. Right, good.
So, this is a podcast. This is what I like to call It's what I like to call cross pollination. I'm spitting. I can't get my words out.
Cross
pollination. I think that obviously comes from Greece too, and reproduction.
Reproduction.
Yeah.
Worst Greece film.
I want a cool rider.
What? Don't like it.
You have to get out now.
I'm sorry.
No, you not like Greece too?
Let's go, let's rock and roll. No, Hannah's dancing around the room. I'm not a big fan. No, I'm not a big fan of Greece too. Greece 1 was just my favourite. Sorry, Em.
I think of them as two completely separate things.
Oh no, I think the world is divided into two types of people: the people who like Greece 1 and the people who like Greece 2. And I am the latter.
Okay, God, this is getting really awkward now. Okay, fine. Oh God.
Okay, I'll tell you why I'm a Greece 2 person.
Okay, go on.
So in Greece, Sandy has to change herself to win her man.
Oh no, but you're doing it from like a
hello. But in Greece 2, Stephanie Zanoni is true to herself and attracts her true love.
I'm going to watch it again just for you.
Please do.
Like literally, I'm going to download it and I'm going to watch it and I'll come back to you, all right?
Also, the opening number is amazing.
Which is?
It's the one by the Bee Gees. Back to School. Is it the Bee Gees?
I also don't know the Bee Gees.
What?
You're not a...
No, I don't like the Bee Gees. I think they're very talented. But no.
That's a cuss.
Yeah, but no, there they are. No.
Backhand.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. Right, this isn't starting off very well, is it?
No, it's fine, because we decided if we did the whole back beauty thing, we'd be here for 4.5 hours. So we've decided to do this from today. This is a cross-pollination, The Emma Gunn Show, and Life and Lipstick.
Whoa, whoa.
I don't know. It's not my
She's
role.
She's still whooping. I love it. And we haven't even had Prosecco.
We haven't had Prosecco. But we have got coffee, though.
We have.
Thank you, Lisa, for shouting me a coffee. yes. So, gosh, I don't even... Literally, this is a cross-pollination. I don't think it is my role, but I'm going to do it anyway, which is welcome to the Pod Fam.
Aww, thanks.
That means a lot. Thank you.
Can we have a secret handshake or something?
We need to have like a secret, like a bird call, because it's audio.
Hold on.
Justin.
That's dolphin. We can click that.
You've heard my dolphin impression before.
Never heard your dolphin impression.
Okay, close your eyes.
Am I in the water?
You're on a boat. You're not in the water, you're on a boat. What's it? What's that in the distance?
Really good.
Dolphin,
really
thanks good. So much. That can be our pod call. It's Flipper.
It's Saturday morning TV.
She tried it. Go on, try it.
Hang on.
Go on.
Sound like an old lady with bronchitis.
Go on then, give it a go. Go on.
No, absolutely not. That's nothing.
That's my... So good.
I also do a pterodactyl.
Yeah, but there's no verification for a pterodactyl.
How do you know? Have you not watched Land Before Time? Jurassic Park?
The face on her.
Sorry, I'm joking. Those people upstairs that were making a noise earlier.
Payback time. What you can't see is Lisa's fantastic incarnation of said, I don't know what. Is that the thing with the neck?
But it's got wings. It's a flying thing.
Is it?
Yeah, but you don't have to do the... I mean, I love that you do the action.
Thanks. You have to do it.
You have to do it.
Anyway, sorry.
It wings back. So welcome to the Pod Fam. I think it's really delightful and wonderful that the Pod Fam is growing. We've got Lindsay and Harry in LA, who are obviously
amazing.
Two amazing human beings.
They popped my podcast cherry.
Did they?
And Lindsay did, yeah.
Was she gentle with you?
Yeah, she was. Gentle. It was very...
Did she hold you afterwards?
This is getting awkward. Do you know, I first met... Lindsay posted a picture of me and her the other day on her stories where we'd literally met, I think it was 9 years ago.
I know, where she had a blunt fringe.
And I was doing her makeup and some sort of talk. When I can't remember which book it was. I think it was... It must be one of her first... Theo's Takes Back!
Okay, one of her 15 best-selling novels.
It was Senorita.
Oh, right,
feel
okay.
For you. Right, it's Senorita.
You deal with things.
He said it's hard with that example.
I want to love you. I can tell by your charm.
Right, I don't want Timberlake coming after me.
Hey, yeah.
So we're going to have
to stop.
Is that
it? Oh, sorry.
Go.
No, that's the one we've just listened to.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
So Harry and Lindsay in LA. Oh, yes, speaking of which, she gave me a hoodie when I went and stayed with her in LA from Teen Wolf season 5, and I wear it all the time. And last night I sent her a picture saying, a selfie with me, like, with the hoodie on, just saying, I'm not saying I wear the hoodie all the time, but, and then sent her the picture, and she just wrote back, stop trying to seduce me. I said, it's your own doing, stop giving me things I look sexy in. And it is a grey marl hoodie with Teen Wolf season 5 on the back. So we've got them. We've also got Jen and Jess in New York with Fat Mascara.
Do you know, I've only listened to one episode and I'm subscribed and I've downloaded them all. And I need to, like, get into the habit of stop listening to music on the train and listen to podcasts on the train, because that's when I do listen to things in my earphones the most. So I've downloaded and subscribed to loads of different ones for my flight to Australia, which is 24 hours.
Yes.
Brilliant.
So I'm going to be like, I'm going to have loads to listen to.
I plan to read a book on the flight to LA though.
Did you fall asleep?
No, watched 3 movies. Oh no, I did get a teensy bit tipsy. And I probably have said this before, listeners will know, Jude Law was on my flight.
Oh, well, yes.
Stop it.
I only saw him at Baggage Reclaim though.
Still,
but he was obviously first off.
And
so
you
when
were dreaming
I...
of him the other day. Sorry, I just interrupted you there, but you were telling me, I saw in your thing that you said you were dreaming about Dumbledore.
Yeah, so I can only assume it was a delayed sex dream from like December.
So I'm sure you saw this on Emma's Instagram, but it was my favourite thing, because she was like, I'm dreaming of Dumbledore, and the picture was like the first Dumbledore.
Richard Harris, then Michael Gambon.
Not this one. Then the next one. Not this one. And then Jude Law. This one.
He's a fine looking man, but he was obviously off the plane first, and I got to the baggage carousel. And he was standing right at the sort of teapot spout where all the cases come out. He was there first.
Did he have a hat on?
No, but he was wearing very round spectacles. Mm. And he just looked, like, he couldn't have looked more like Jude Law.
Oh, really?
Unless he was wearing a T-shirt saying, I'm Jude Law. Yeah. He just looked like a movie star and he looked exactly like Jude Law because it was Jude Law. But as I walked around, I just started laughing because I was a bit delirious because I hadn't slept for 2 nights because I was so nervous about, and so much to do before I left. And I was really sort of anxious about going away and leaving the podcast and like all that kind of stuff. And I just started laughing hysterically.
Love that.
Because he was just there and there was somebody helping him with his bag. And I was like, no one's helping me. And you're in a Marvel movie. You know, I just thought it was terribly funny. So yes, we've got those girls. We've got Lindsay. And then we've obviously got the girls in Canada. Carlene and Jill from Breaking Beauty.
Yes.
No, I don't know this one.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Isn't
this, look, listen, we are new, as you said, to the Pod Fam. So we probably have a lot of catching up to do. And actually, when we decided we were going to do the podcast, we were.
Derry, carry on. Carry on.
Go ahead. When were we doing the podcast?
When we decided to do the podcast, we started to listen to a lot of podcasts. I then go down a rabbit hole of crime podcasts. I literally, like, Serial, me and you have spoken about this before. Absolutely incredible. But I go down this crime podcast and then I kind of forgot that I was supposed to be listening to beauty ones.
That's fine. Do you listen to Red Handed?
No.
I just had them on this show. They are so good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. We've got a lot to
learn. A lot of downloading to do.
We have.
So, right. Why did you start Life in Lipstick? What was your... Because I've just done recorded Life in Lipstick with you and you asked me that question, so let me turn it round on you guys.
Hannah asked me first.
Well, I did. Oh, my gosh. So I had... I've been thinking... I've listened to a lot of actually faith-based podcasts, and one of my besties has done a brilliant one, Beth Redman, and I thought... I felt like I had stuff I wanted to say, and... I wanted to talk about beauty because that's, you know, one of, I was going to say, my greatest passion. But
just
then
for context, you were makeup artist with Bobbi Brown for many years.
Yeah, but somewhat unable to talk freely. Mm. And
yeah, because you were contracted, so therefore you had to talk about Bobbi Brown products.
Yeah, and then I feel like there's lots more to talk about, not just makeup. And I suppose I wanted... an outlet where other things could be discussed, a portal, you might say. And my sister just happened to say, I think you'd do, you know, it'd be great if you did a podcast. And then I was thinking about people who I looked up to and admired in the industry, and people who potentially were kind of on a similar wavelength, similar career trajectory, maybe shared some life experience. And I thought of Lisa... I didn't think of anyone else.
Oh.
I thought of Lisa.
You never told me that. That's nice, isn't it?
Oh. And I just thought we had a really nice, like, unplanned date at a Mario masterclass, and we spent the day together, and it just felt really natural
so
and really lovely.
So you guys weren't besties beforehand?
No, we just kind of had met at this Mario masterclass. Like, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I think the thing is, and you know this, Em, like, from working in the industry... Mm-hmm. It is a small industry. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows everyone. Doesn't mean everyone's met everyone, but we all know each other.
There is that.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, how many times have you said to someone, oh, my God, I'm so happy to finally meet you?
Because
especially with social media, you're constantly involved in people's lives anyway.
Yeah.
So actually, me and Han had been chatting and talking on Instagram and social for probably years. And then I was queuing for the Mario masterclass. Mm. Han was late and she saw me and I was like, come in, push in.
I was like, I've got mini eggs.
Mini eggs. I was like, winner. And yeah, like you said, we spent the day together. And I think that's a really good thing as well, because there's so much that we still have to learn about each other.
Yeah.
And I think in the podcast that kind of comes across, because there's times where we're like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that
too.
So it's similarities. And when I was kind of thinking, you know, I love... talking about beauty, talking about makeup, and we've both got a lot of life experience between us, like Hannah was saying, so it just kind of worked.
It was really nerve-wracking though when I finally plucked up the courage to actually ask Lisa would even consider it.
You are terrifying.
And I just thought I felt I was being a bit vulnerable, a bit like, because obviously I was opening myself up to Lisa being like, no, I wouldn't want to work with you, do you know what I mean? So I felt a bit like, it was kind of like I sent the message and was like, and Lisa replied and said she'd like to meet with me, but didn't say anything about the podcast.
Shady.
So I was like, oh, I just don't know what she's going to say. Is she meeting me to like let me down gently? Like, what's the deal? And then when we did meet, she was like, so I've spoken to Emma. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because we went for lunch and you were like, these are some of my options, but I'm thinking about doing a podcast. And I was like, just do one of them, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
You won't regret it.
Yeah. So that was that, and this is this.
So how long before... So how long between meeting and then actually, like, getting your first one done? Because I think a lot of... I've had a lot of people email me and want to start a podcast, and they're like, how do I do it? What kit do I need? All of those sorts of questions. So, and actually, it doesn't need to be very long between deciding you're going to do it and the Amazon Prime order arriving.
Particularly with your advice. And I think that what Han's learned about me is that I'm like, now, let's go. Got it. Go, do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
So I think it was probably within about a week.
Yeah. And Lisa's
amazing.
A finisher and it's great. Whereas I probably stumble a bit. Lisa's just like, cool, boom.
Yeah, you are somebody who makes things happen. You're the last thing you do is think of a reason why not to do something.
Yeah, that's true. I'd never ask for forgiveness. What's the saying where you're like,
don't ask for permission,
just
ask
do
for
it.
Forgiveness. Yeah,
get shit done. Yeah, so I think it was about just after a week.
Wow.
And it was in Hannah's bedroom on the floor.
It's really messy as well. I was so embarrassed.
Why did you decide to call it Life in Lipstick?
We'd gone back and forth over a couple of different names. I think originally we thought the Weekly Juice was up there. Thinking juicy gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, but we didn't want it to be gossip, but kind of what's the juice, what's the chat.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me, then at my local Starbucks, we'd kind of agreed that actually that wasn't the avenue to go down. And we were just having, you know, we had a pens and paper out, we were chatting, and I think I can take credit for Life and Lipstick.
Yeah.
But I was trying to think, you know, I want this to be so much, we want this to be so much more than just makeup chat.
Mm.
You know, there's, so how do we make that really clear in a title that's very self-explanatory?
Mm.
Like,
and I think it was
we were like, Lipstick with Hannah Lise, or
yeah, we were trying to work out what would work, or just
Hannah Lise, or whatever.
I mean, what the hell? I think I came up with some crazy names that we were like, yeah, that is shit.
I'd love to find that page of paper and have it back. But and then I think it just, well, you know, we'll talk about, you know, like
life.
Makeup, also like life. And then I was like trying to think of a nice play on words, la la la. And then Life and Lipstick just kind of came.
I've actually got mine. Funny you say that, because I talked about what I was going to call my podcast, and my brother did the artwork, and so I was at home at Christmas, and I'd known for about 6 months I was going to do it again. I was just too scared to actually put the, you know, start the ignition. And I said to Gavin, could you like do some sketching for me? He's like, what are you gonna call it? You know, like older brothers are. They're like, okay, in a minute. And the original artwork is pinned in my kitchen on the notice board.
Wow.
And it was originally going to be called The Beauty Spot.
Oh, that's cool. I like that as well.
And it was still going to be like, Gavin was the one who said, oh, you should just have your eyes, like, because he's into comics. So he was like, Modesty Blaze. Like, it's quite a good look. But yeah, call it The Beauty Spot. And I was like, yeah, that's really good.
That is really good.
Didn't go with The Beauty Spot in the end. It was The Beauty Podcast with Emma G.
But I think that actually...
No, it wasn't. It was The Beauty Podcast. Just the beauty podcast. And then it changed to The Emma Gunn Show.
And I actually think The Emma Gunn Show is better for now what the podcast is developing into, isn't it? Like 26 Habits and stuff like that. That's kind of really... If you just called it about beauty, because that wasn't just about beauty, you might have... I don't know, but I personally, if it was just about beauty, I would kind of just be like, we can't talk about anything else.
Exactly.
People won't listen.
Life and Lipstick gives you room to grow.
Yeah.
You could do an episode 1 week on completely nothing to do with beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you actually met over DM.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no, honestly.
It's a true social media love story.
Because you are with Benefit.
Yeah.
You were with Bobby Brown. So, like, in some ways, you're rivals.
Well, I'll speak for myself. I'm sure it's probably the same for you, Han. Like, honestly, I am not a person that sees people as rivals ever in a way. Yeah. I'm very much like, there's enough space for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I can always learn off other people. So even though the brands in the industry are probably, they are competitors to a certain extent, I just think as individual people, just, you know, got to learn from each other, haven't we? I mean, that's why I think that in the industry where it is so small, you know what it's like. If someone is rude or doesn't want to be open to people, it's they stand out an absolute mile, and you don't necessarily want to work with those people.
You can see it as well.
Oh, you can.
You can see and feel it on social... You can even see and feel it on social media channels.
Yeah, you definitely can. Definitely. So, yeah, so that's how we met. Literally over DM. It's funny, isn't it?
No, but this week I was having lunch with a PR for a really massive brand. I was going to say a really massive PR. A PR for a really massive brand. And she was like, God, so many people are... We have this whole presentation at work about how we need to start working with podcasts and... everyone's starting one. And she said, how do you feel about it? And I was like, great. And I said, I've got an email in my drafts with all of my kit, because a question I get every single day, whether it's on Instagram or email or text or whatever from people, is, Emma, could you tell me what kit I would need to start a podcast?
Yeah.
And like, and she said, oh, that's really good that you would tell them. I'd be like, well, what's the alternative? That I
ignore
just
them.
Don't help them.
Yeah.
Just go, oh, you find it yourself.
Yeah. Like, I bet no one's got the unique video that I've got on my phone though.
In your leisure wear,
filming me. I'm going to send that to people if they ask us on the podcast. Here's Emma's video showing you how to plug in a mic.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, isn't it? I remember I reached out to a makeup artist once on DM and just said, oh my gosh, you know, that base looks incredible. Could you share what foundation you use? They were like, nope.
True story.
I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's fine. No wuzzes. Interesting, isn't it?
I think it is interesting.
Yeah, well, no, I think as well that in the industry, the way it is now as well, I understand that people are protective, but they're genuinely...
There is space for everyone.
And actually, if you're good at your job and you work hard, there's going to be room for you. So,
Whatever industry that might be.
Definitely.
I think that... I would say, and I'm interested to know what you girls would think about this, I'm competitive with myself.
Mm. Oh, I'm very.
Heck yes.
So when I started the podcast again in 2019, like when 2018 turned into 2019, my real goal was I have to beat my numbers. I have to I have to do better than I did last year.
Yeah. No, you know? I think we're definitely the same. Like every week, but. Even though for us we're grateful if just but one person's listening, genuinely, because it has really, it really has been something that we had no expectation of. Mm-hmm. But now, obviously, it's really nice to see how many regular listeners that you have, and if new people are listening to it. So absolutely, like I'm probably the worst. Like I'm like messaging Hannah like every hour, going, "Oh, it's this competitive week or whatever."
And that was something else I was going to ask you, because so mine's just shy of 3 years old, and I have conversations with listeners all the time on email and DM, and it is genuinely the best part of doing this podcast.
Definitely.
100%, like when people reach out and say whether they enjoyed something, whether they weren't sure about something, or whatever it might be, the fact that people are out there listening and take their time to engage is absolutely lovely. And again, in my previous roles as a journalist, you create content and it is consumed, but you have no real feedback or no real interaction.
Yeah, that's true.
And the same with you guys. You have been doing these sort of high profile jobs for brands, talking about beauty products. There's all these massive conversations around beauty. And I'm sure you get DMs, but now that you've started the podcast, have you noticed the people getting in touch with you and the conversation being slightly different?
I think we're both...
Conversation has just increased.
Yeah, I mean, we're very lucky in terms of that we have a really engaged audience in a way individually on Instagram. Mm. So we have been... We both know, because we can see each other, that we've got over 100 DMs. I mean, we try and answer them all, and it kind of... But constantly you've got these DMs, which is incredible, and we love them. With the podcast, the reason that... And actually, it was Simon, Hannah's husband, that came up with it, DM of the week. So we now
You didn't sing it. DM of the week.
but we have to sing. We have to sing everything
on full coverage. They have highlight of the week, and that they sing that too.
Oh my god! I actually didn't know that. That wasn't us. That was an us.
Because I was about to sing it, but I really fluffed up. Because whenever I go on their podcast, I always sing highlight of the week. And the last time I tried to do a Lady Gaga sort of Mariah thing, and it went horribly wrong, and I was really flat.
I'd love to hear.
Can you do a DM of the week version right now?
No.
You got us excited then. You cleared your throat and everything.
All I want to do is do that bit from Shallow, which I've done twice on your podcast.
I love it, yeah.
Listen, I've done Justin Wow so many times that, you know.
But we're going to find that song.
We are. But no, the DM of the week just meant that we could then share messages that people have sent, because there has been...
I mean,
incredible.
Some of them are like move you to tears, lovely messages, and others are just like, girls, I laughed out loud. You made my commute so fun. Thank you so much. I really look forward to this. And those are equally as good as the tear-jerking, you know, emotional.
And you guys are very used to, like, in my role as a journalist, I might ring you up and say, I need some quotes about Kohl eyeliner, or I might ring you and say, I need some quotes about brow. So you're used to being in editorial, you're used to being in content, but... correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not used to creating content like this. This is really flexing new muscles for you guys.
Well, I think with like YouTube, we've, you know, both can do YouTube, and then with the Instagram stuff, you're always creating content constantly. But the difference with this is obviously the regular content. So creating something that is a regular thing
and relevant and potentially evergreen and
So that is really different. That has been really, really different. But we've been really lucky because like we've had a lot of support and help as well.
I really enjoy like the moments of trying to the concept building and thinking through what potential,
figuring it out.
Subject matters, whatever. It's interesting, and you know, it's again creatively, it's interesting for us to kind of be like, what do you think about that? Oh, I don't know. Well, what do you think about this? Oh, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting.
It's nice. It is. I mean, it's
that's nice. Isn't it? Lovely, isn't it?
No, it is nice. But I can hear in the way that you were speaking about it, like you just, you really, really enjoy it. Like, and it's not something. There's a lot of podcasts out there that have got three episodes and then they just disappear. But just speaking to both of you anyway, even before we hit record, you're going to be doing this for a long time. Like, this is just something that you've just really, really found a groove with, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I just enjoy it.
And I think as well, our sole motivation was was talking about makeup and makeup that we love, and then maybe touching on some, you know, other shared passions. We didn't think of this as something that would necessarily be monetized or anything like that. So it's not like we went in with either great expectations or great aspirations. It was, come on, mate, let's this, like, imagine the fun we would have thrashing out, discussing all things beauty and more.
Well, so I think you've touched on something there, which I think we need to really delve into.
Okay.
Favorite beauty products.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Come on then.
Boom.
Oh, it's a hard one. We get asked that a lot in terms of, like, on Instagram, people ask us all the time, what's your favorite beauty product? And
mine change all the time.
Yeah, mine change all the time.
See, I don't necessarily think about, so I'm interested to know about this. I don't necessarily always think about a brand product. Like, I don't think Elizabeth Arden Hour Cream. I think about textures. So it might be like, for me, MAC Face and Body is one of my favorite foundations. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I like foundations that have a similar texture.
Right. Yeah.
God, interesting. Brand and cost.
Okay. Yeah, so kind of lightweight. I like that. I like that.
Light coverage.
Yeah.
I have, like, quite a lot of products that I go back to all of the time.
Ooh, like what?
Like Becca Backlight Primer.
I just think that name is amazing.
I just literally, and I just absolutely adore it.
Hourglass Ambient Lighting Powders.
Yeah, you love that.
Obsessed.
Like Benefit Gimme Brow and Benefit Bad Girl Bad Mascara.
I love that mascara, but it's polarizing.
What's
you either
mean?
Love it or you hate it.
Oh yeah, I'm always like, what's that mean? And then I was saying earlier, Theo's always like, you've got a degree in English and you don't know what that means. But yeah, no, I think you're right. It's like it is love or hate. But I now, so whenever I get sent a new mascara and I try it, and I'm like,
doesn't compare.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
Although I do like the new. I don't like it. I love the new L'Oreal one. I think it's Unlimited
Paradise.
No, not Paradise. I like Paradise too.
Unlimited. Oh!
The one
comb,
with the...
you bend.
That you can bend.
So like I missed
Belle
that.
Belle Garland created, obviously.
I missed that
That's
trick.
That's sensational.
Yeah, I've got it. Mm-hmm. I didn't realise you could bend it. Until I accidentally took the thing off. And I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, my God!
That is a sensational mascara. But that, I do love Bad Girl Bang a lot.
And, you know, I was dressed as a space woman for the launch, so what better...
I
know you were. No. What else? What other products?
That launch was during 40 Days of 40.
Oh, yes.
And then I stayed a little bit behind after quite a lot of the press had gone.
Yeah.
Was drinking with you. Yeah. And it was at Lord's Cricket Ground.
Yeah.
And I tried to drive, do you remember, a golf buggy?
The golf buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that is probably like punishable by a short jail term.
But it was fine.
Someone literally took the keys.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Absolutely not. No.
Amazing.
Simon got done for ticket touting at Lourdes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was four.
He was five. Four?
Oh, no. What?
Yeah, he was trying to sell on tickets. So asking people for their tickets, trying to sell them on.
On his own?
God love him.
He was five?
Oh, my goodness. I don't mean that. I mean at the Oval. Shut up, Han.
Oh, but he was that young?
It's a very funny story, and I didn't know it for the longest time. And then one time we were driving past the cricket ground, he's like, I got arrested there. And I was
what? Okay. A four-year-old by themselves?
Five-year-old.
Five-year-old Maybe by six. Themselves in Oval.
With a friend.
How old was the friend?
Simon James, can you please expand on this story? But it's remarkable and it's hilarious because he's, you know, never been in trouble with the law in his life.
What's remarkable is he was five.
Yeah. But there's something really funny about it. I think he lived next door.
That's crazy.
And I think the police might have even walked him and his friend home. I could be wrong.
That's so random.
I'm going to check.
So random. What other things do I... Random. I just... There's so many things that I literally... I just adore colour. So I love eyeshadow, like the Pat McGrath eyeshadow palettes are like the best for me. The quality,
are they really that good?
They're honestly, the Mothership palettes are incredible. Like for me, it's just that you can tell they've been made by Pat McGrath. It just literally,
really?
I mean, I just think they're incredible. Just my favourite. There's one colour in it, I don't know the name of it, and it's like this pearlesque purpley kind of colour. Every time I see someone on it, I'm like, that's Pat's eyeshadow. And I just know. I was in Ibiza I have to go to Ibiza 3 times a year for my sanity. So I was in Ibiza, it's true, and I was in a bar and I said, you've got the Pat McGrath shadow onto this girl. She was like, how do you know that? I was like, because there's no other shadow that looks that good. And I was right.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There you go. They need to try them.
See, this is where, as a beauty journalist, I have been jaded because I wouldn't spend my own money on that.
I bought all three at once.
Yeah, but your makeup in artist.
Yeah, no, it's different.
But moment of madness, I wouldn't spend that money on clothes.
I bought, when I went to LA, I bought two Viseart palettes and it was in the Sephora. But then the mini ones, they're the petite palette pro one and two. No, yeah, the petite palette one and two. And they were $30 each in like the scouted by Sephora section. And I said to Lindsay, oh, which colour should I get? And then she was just minding her own business. I went, fine, I'll get both. What did I do? But I thought that was really extravagant because, as I've said before,
I'm not used to spending money on products.
And therefore, because I often get stuff, I know that sounds really bad, doesn't it? But I will, if I do spend my money, I will go to the high street because I do think the high street is really good.
Yeah.
It would take a lot for me to like go and splurge on like a designer makeup.
Can we just talk about these men upstairs having a party, if you guys can hear that?
So sorry about the background noise.
I swear it's like five. Is it still recording? Yeah. I swear it was 5 o'clock on a Friday, whatever time it is. Yeah, about 5:50 on a Friday. They've probably got beer up there. Chelsea, if they got any beer, bring it down.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Stella in the kitchen. I nearly brought
Stella?
One in.
Oh, can I have a lager top?
Oh
a
God.
Lager top.
No, hold on. You guys carry on talking. Where is it? In there?
Oh, Beth, just now. I just
round there.
Right, oh God. You guys carry on talking. I'll get some beer.
Right.
I'll drink it from the bottle.
We had to take a wee break there because there's some. We're in a studio.
Not a wee break.
No, a small break. although Hannah did take a wee break because we are in a studio but there is a loud conference going up upstairs so we could just hear lots of men laughing.
Sorry about that.
So I thought you were going to tell everyone that I just went to the fridge and got us all some beer.
No, that's what I was leading into.
Oh, sorry.
You got me a Copperberg, which is very fruity. It's a cider
and it's like Ribena. It's delicious. It's great in summer over ice
as opposed to in winter out of a bottle.
And really should be drunk in Dublin.
Oh gosh, why?
What's the place called? In Temple Bar.
Oh, why?
For Copperberg.
What?
I don't know, that's what I think of when I think of Copperberg.
Really?
Dublin.
Isn't it Dutch?
I feel like I'm doing it wrong now.
Oh.
No, you carry on drinking that bottle. Do you know, I'd love Warren to torpedo Dowdle. That. Can you torpedo? You know what
Storpedo is. I don't know what Storpedo is.
What the hell? Chelsea, you know what Storpedo is. Chelsea, who's the producer here, is nodding her head. She definitely knows what a Storpedo is. Right, so you get your straw, you put it into the
bottle.
Don't
touch my drink, by the way.
No, you bend it over, and then you down, because of the air, and so I could down this whole bottle in about 3 seconds. Best done with WKD Blue.
You and I are not similar people.
This is such an education.
Listen, I was like played hockey for 15 years.
What does that have to do with anything?
It was a talent that you must have when you play hockey. It was a talent. Strawpedo. Do you not have a Strawpedo championship at uni?
No.
Well,
we just used to drink out of
plastic cups. Should have hung out at me, Em. You'll be Strawpedoing by the end of the night.
You know what? I think even if I had Strawpedoed, I think my Strawpedo days would be over by
Definitely
now.
Definitely not. Never over.
No, genuinely.
You've been out with me. The Strawpedo nights are never over.
Oh, no, I can really see this going wrong at some point in the near future. Just you going, go on, Ems, do it, and me just being in that
Yeah, mood. Yeah, come on, I can see you.
Do you belch really badly afterwards?
No.
So, wait, you put the straw to the bottom of the drink.
Right, hold on. I'm not going to do it.
Although, actually,
all
why
I can
don't
see
you?
Is Joey and friends when he's like,
no, because it's not
this.
A long enough straw. So you put the straw in and you bend it over.
Right.
And then when you drink it with your whole mouth, everyone, by the way, I know that a lot of you listeners are like nodding, like, oh God, love a straw food, though. And it get all of the air is like sucked up and it's like sucks into your stomach.
I don't understand the physics. I'm going to.
I just did a tiny bit because I'm not going to do the whole bottle because, like, then I'm going to drink my whole beer, which would be really annoying. But do you see how quickly that went from there to there?
Yes.
Right. But
there must be something, there must be a tutorial on YouTube.
Right, I need to understand
the physics of this.
I'll make one. Okay, sorry.
At some point, I need to understand the anatomy of how that works.
When we go to the pub later, if they sell WKD Blue in High Street, Kensington.
By the way, I'd like to say that you'd never find me in a pub that sells stuff. Not because I'm a massive snob, but because
joking?
I'm a massive snob. I've never had a WKD Blue.
Right, this is it, right? You've told me that we can't be friends because I don't really like Grease 2. Well, I've got you one back now because WKD Blue, I love it so much that WKD Blue sent me some WKD.
Love that. Lisa
they sent me, yeah, Dixon. So, yeah, I love it.
What does it taste of?
Joy. And it's blue.
See, I'm all about your patron, however you say it.
No, yes.
I like a very chilled glass. A chilled glass of pink champagne.
No.
Super chilled. And that, like, that's really it these days.
No.
A picante a la casa.
Oh, yeah.
Spicy margarita.
Ah, margarita all the way.
I hate tequila.
Do you know it's the only alcohol that's not a downer?
Really?
Yep. Affirmative.
Explain.
You know, like, when you feel like down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Casamigos? Tequila?
Oh, I don't. Tequila generally.
Tequila. You make me happy.
I'm not a tequila connoisseur.
Okay, we must try Casamigos. It's absolutely delicious. Introduced to me by Bobby Brown herself.
Oh, yeah, so...
going back to beauty.
What a lovely segue. Let's talk about Bobby Brown and your time with
Can
Bobby
I talk
Brown.
About sipping margaritas at her house?
Can
when
you?
When I stayed.
Okay, I want to know. Okay, so this is what I want to know.
Yeah.
Bobby Brown's house. Are we talking Hampton's home?
It's in New Jersey. It's beautiful, but it's not pretentious beautiful in any way.
Does it look like a film that Diane Keaton would live in a Gary Marshall movie?
I can see that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can
about?
See it.
It's very anglophiled. And there's kind of...
Union Jacks hint. Everywhere.
Yeah, Union Jacks, Emma Bridgewater...
Really?
Yeah. Wood paneling.
Oh, this sounds like
lots
my
of,
worst nightmare.
Lots of portraits
sorry, Bobby.
Of...
sorry, Emma Bridgewater.
Well, sorry, Emma. No, I meant like... I just meant like the old... Oh, I'll take it back. Take it back!
See,
No. Don't take it back. It's... Sorry, I hit my mic.
No, but you've been to my house.
It's very different to your house.
You
your house,
house
is an explosion
I've
of
seen
colour.
It on Instagram.
Nadine's been to my house.
Yeah. Nadine was wire-wooling the sequins off for weeks afterwards.
Hilarious.
I've got glitter behind my ear. I think it must have been that time I went to LPD's house.
Funny. No, it's a very lovely home. So just, it's gorgeous and fabulous, yet still really homely.
I imagine just like... whites, creams, throws, beautiful textures, floor-to-ceiling windows.
No.
No,
much more family. I'm not saying that's not what her Manhattan apartment is like. That is snazzy pants, and I've not been.
I'm Googling Bobby Brown's just, house. It was an image just to see.
She must have done a spread in one of the
I
big like,
has.
American... Yeah, let's have a look at that. So, when did you start out at Bobby Brown?
Back in 2006.
Found it! Sorry.
Lisa's doing her own
Bobby,
show.
Bobby, we won't
there.
Give away your address, babes. It's all good.
That one?
Oh, yes.
No, that's her new hotel. That's the George, I think.
Oh, she got a hotel?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, she's got the right for herself, isn't she?
In Montclair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
again, very kind of English feel.
Okay, so Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
One of the first beauty products I bought after university, so like we're talking earned money, was Bobby Brown cream eyeshadow that was pink and shimmery. I think it might have been called Pink Shimmer.
Bobby was very good at that. She'd always name things. No, but she'd name things really straight, like kind of what they were.
Yeah.
Through frustration of kind of, okay, spandangle. But what is spandangle?
No, that's true,
that's annoying because it would be sparkly, wouldn't it? But yeah.
But then I think one of the reasons why I initially fell in love with Bobbi Brown, the brand, was because the lipsticks were named after famous people that she had. Like, she, there was Demi Moore, wasn't there? There was the Demi lipstick. Am I getting that right? Really?
Yeah, not to my knowledge. I feel like I would know that if that was true.
If that's true, that Charlotte Tilbury's stolen that.
But there were things... I hadn't even... No, but there were things like, in more recent years, she did Jenna, which was a red after the founder of J.Crew.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jenna Dewan Tatum. Or Jenna just Dewan now.
No, oh my gosh, isn't she the most beautiful little thing?
Yeah.
That dance-off that they did.
Hank, are you not thinking eyes and dimples are rather similar right here?
Oh, actually.
You got the same kind of crystal eyes.
I am going to make you both live in my basement and tell me that every single day.
Can you do that dance, the pony dance that she did on Lip Sync Battle? Do you remember that when she did the...
I do, and she did a handstand into his lap.
Oh my God, amazing.
No, I can't do that because I'm not a professional dancer. But...
I'm not a professional singer.
I'll have a go in good. The pub later.
Torpedoed.
Honestly, what a day to come out without my wallet.
Oh, don't you worry, I've got mine.
I'm lining up the WKD blues.
£1.50 each.
You'll drink what you're given.
Yeah, true. It's your own fault.
You did this to yourself, Emma. Yeah, some level, you knew this was going to happen and you wanted it to
come
happen.
On, you're going to meet me on a Friday. Come on.
Okay, what was I thinking? So 2006, so that's a really long time to be with a brand.
Yeah, 12 years.
What was the most significant thing that happened during that time?
I'm really fortunate that I can say there were quite a few significant moments, some, you know, pinch me now moments, some of which I can talk about, some of which I can't. But I suppose one thing that always resonates with me is, was when I went out to see Bobbi in 2011. It'd been a really big year work-wise. My mum was really poorly and she was writing her book Pretty Powerful. And she said, Hannah, I just want to give you, you know, a break, come out for a week. She put me up in a beautiful hotel. She was like, yeah, just don't want you to come work on the book. I want you to be in my book. And I just had a really lovely, I just felt a bit spoilt for a week. And I really needed that. I remember I got on the plane and I sobbed for the entire flight there. But I think just it was like a release. I was also kind of, I had a moment to kind of grieve everything my mum was going through. A moment to kind of finally stop and kind of process all the stuff I'd been doing in the months in the run-up to that moment. And then I was like, my God, I'm on set with Bobbi Brown and here I am. I've got my before and after. Like, I felt like a complete tool. I hadn't had time to have my hair cut, hadn't had time to buy anything snazzy to wear, but I was like, okay, I'm not gonna let vanity stand in the way of this moment. And then the fallout of that was then, as I've explained with Lisa, like seeing my name in print in a hardback book from a world-renowned entrepreneur and makeup artist in the back, credits, makeup artists, and then Hannah Martin. I was like, I might actually be doing this. This is great. So I always think of that as a really defining, I felt like a defining moment in my career.
Also, was she a hero?
For me, absolutely. Yeah, and I was like, I'm friends with my hero. This is mad. And then I suppose in her last year with the company, again, she called and said, you know, I'm doing my other book. Would you please come out? And so I went out and she, I was put up at The Residence, Montclair, which is a hotel that is like an old people's home. Like, it's huge, it's rambling, it's dated. And of course, I was perfectly happy there and I got to set day one. And she's like, hey, Anne, how are you doing? Where are you staying? I was like, come at The Residence. She's like, no, come stay at my house. And I was like, so British. I was like, I'm so fine. And she's like, no, that place is a dive, come stay at mine. And then I went to one of my colleagues, Cass. I was like, crap, Bobby's asked me to stay. I was watching. She's like, no, don't do that, just don't do that. I was like, okay, fine, I won't. So then at the end of the day, she was like, listen, we'll get you a car, you can go to her house for dinner, but then, you know, go back to your hotel. I was like, yeah, fine. Got to the end of the day, Bobby's husband rocked up to set and she was like, oh, hey, Anna's gonna come and stay. And I was like, oh no, Bobby, honestly, it's fine, I'll come for dinner, but then I'll go back. And she's like, what's wrong with you? I'm offering you my home, I have a nice home. I was like, okay.
Sorry, my laugh is really
okay. And that's not what she sounds like, actually. That's not fair.
Is she from Jersey?
She's from New York.
Nah,
I should know this.
I'm just wondering if she's got like the Jersey accent when she's a bit teed off.
No. And so, yeah, and that was just lovely. Again, a pinch me now moment. I was like, and I what I got to see was Bobby Brown, the wife and the mum, and not Bobby Brown, the brand founder, And it was lovely. And yeah, like drinking tequila on the rocks over sushi in the kitchen and then
that's my walking out dream.
To dinner together. And yeah, I had vodka neat on the rocks that dinner time, which again was an experience.
You must have been smashed. She's such a lightweight.
I am such a lightweight.
Such a lightweight.
So pretending to not be smashed. Literally, was
I'm here getting misty eyed, almost like crying at your memories. And Lisa's going, "You must have been smashed."
But it was amazing, and I've got lovely videos actually of that dinner. We walked.
I love it.
I'd always been obsessed with Bobby's engagement ring. It's this beautiful knuckle duster 3-stone diamond ring, and I was like, can I play with it? And so I just have this lovely video of me just like with her rings on, fiddling. And as a makeup artist, you know, I'd seen so many of her visuals where in her books and kind of in her ad campaigns, and you'd see the hand doing the makeup, and here I was playing with those rings that I'd kind of idolized and whatever. Yeah.
And what would you say if you had to pinpoint it to one thing? And I know this is probably quite a broad, quite difficult question to answer. But is there one thing, whether it was a piece of advice or just something you learned from her, that you think, again, was one of those moments where you'll never not know that information? It's really influenced you moving forward.
Hannah's thinking very hard right now.
It's really
do
hard.
Do a strawpedo.
You know when someone's like thinking really hard, she's like looking down, like with her head.
Because
like,
I feel like I've learned so much, and I don't know whether should it be a makeup technique, should it be a life skill, should it be whatever. But I think she said it before I left, and she's said it since I left the brand. Like, don't talk about doing it. Just do it.
I remember you telling me that when we did the podcast, because you showed me the message that she sent you.
Yeah.
And that she'd said, I'm really pleased that you've said you were going to do this and you've done it.
Yeah.
And I think that is really important because it was kind of what we were talking about earlier, is that actually there's so much that we want to do in our lives, but actually you can either just leave that in your brain or you can actually
have
do it.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really...
Yeah. Yeah. And that was... And, you know, she called me once I'd left and... It was really kind. We chatted it all through. And just, again, to have her, who I so look up to and admire, say, right decision, good for you, well done, I'm proud, was great.
That's really beautiful because, and of course, naming no names, I know people who've worked with the sorts of people who would make us go misty-eyed, like female entrepreneurs, and... when they leave, that's it. It's kind of like ties are cut. So it's really lovely to hear.
Oh yeah, and that's with me and Bobby Brown, the woman. I'd say my relationship with Bobby Brown, the brand, that's felt a bit more like a divorce.
I can imagine that because you live and breathe a brand when you work for them.
Yeah.
And we talked about this. If we keep saying we talked about earlier, it's because we talked about it earlier on Life and Lipstick. So if you want to kind of, if you're listening to this first. Go and listen to Life and Lipstick in order to sort of fill in some of the gaps. We're talking about the fact that in this industry, people don't have jobs. People live and breathe what they do. And there is no sort of separation between your social life and your work life.
Right.
Yeah.
Because how do we know each other? We hang out.
Yeah. No, that's... Yeah, exactly. And
but
I think...
we're work friends.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Well, I'll say that we're friends, and but originally it began as well. But I think that what Ham's saying, you know, I think it's when you work for a brand where you have to be all encompassing that brand, I think that it can be incredible, but at the same time quite restricting. Whereas, you know, with me with Benefit, I've been very lucky that they have let me do so much other stuff as well, you know, so much other stuff. So I think that I remember when Han told me that she was leaving Bobby, which was obviously like a bit of a shock. And I just said to her, like, how do you feel about that? And it's not like it's a relief leaving an amazing brand, because it's an amazing brand. But I just think that sometimes, like, you have to just do what you want to do and what you want to believe in. And I think that any woman that's ever conquered whatever they want to do, or they're making themselves into something they want to do, it's because they've done it for themselves.
Yes.
And that's such a difficult thing to do sometimes, because you're always... A lot of us just think about other people. And actually, sometimes you just need to go, no, that's it. I'm thinking about myself for a second. And when you do that, that's when you become something else on another level.
Well, not that we recorded it, but when you were out getting coffees, Hannah and I were talking about imposter syndrome and about not apologising for wanting to do something, not apologising for being ambitious, not apologising for putting work first. And that's something that took me to my late 30s to be able to do. I would always be sorry to somebody or be apologising or feeling like I was doing something wrong. Mm. And I never once asked myself the question, but are you okay with it? Mm. It was all about other people's perception of whether my actions were okay or not. So I think that's really interesting.
That. Whereas I've always been almost the opposite, where I've almost been we all work so hard, but when I'm talking for myself, I'm always like, right, work so hard for this, and I do care what people think of me, I absolutely do. But, you know, at the same time, I'm like, if I want to do something, I am just going to do it. Mm. And that is very much, I'm like, I'm just going to do it. And that, I think, is why mine and Hannah's relationship works so well, because we balance each other in so many different ways.
You are
yin
and yang in that way.
Yeah, we're so opposite and so similar at the same time. And I think that we can drive each other, which is really powerful. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, yeah.
So you leap first, ask questions later, whereas you're like, ask all the questions and then take the leap.
Yeah.
And then that complements each other, obviously, because there's times when both work.
Yeah.
So,
because can imagine if you had like somebody who was just like you, it might have taken you a long time to get the podcast off the ground. It took me just doing it myself to get 6 months to get the podcast. Yeah.
But I think it's interesting because I actually didn't know that about Lisa's character beforehand. So it was a really pleasant surprise.
Mm. Pleasant, but yeah, it was at the same time. I was like, okay, cool, let me take this now.
Yeah.
So how has it been for you not having, because I've talked openly about this, like I used to be Emma From. I used to have Emma and then I would insert like job title here or insert massive brand here. And I never really, and my identity was always related to the what came after the From, not the Emma.
Yeah.
So you were Hannah From Bobby Brown for a long time.
Yeah.
How is it just being Hannah?
Do you know what? It's absolutely wonderful. Mm. But I was terrified. And I think I spent a lot of maternity leave kind of in the grips of fear and anxiety and a lot of confusion. I didn't understand what was going on and why I was maybe not involved with things I thought I should have been in the position I was in. And that confusion and lack of communication really bothered me. And I could feel my mental health taking a knock. And I was like, no, this is meant to be a really precious time with my daughter. I've waited a long time for her arrival. She's such a gift. And I'm allowing myself to be all consumed by my job. And I think the only way I could be free of that anxiety was to go. And although the anxiety levels really kind of hit a climax around the time I was leaving and then kind of hovered there for a couple of weeks after it was announced and after I left, I'm really thrilled to say it's mainly completely dissipated. There are triggers, but I feel, you know, I had a wonderful time with the brand, but I feel free and it's great. And I am able to choose who I work with. I'm going to really guard myself and choose to only work with people who make me feel all right about myself and that I'm doing okay. And
do you know that something that actually, though, has come from this, and mainly from Hannah's story, that's really inspirational? We were talking earlier about listeners and how they contact us and how that's amazing. We did have one lady who actually was our DM of the week, and she was saying that, based on listening to our career talk episode that we did, that she was at work and her boss was a bully and she felt trapped and she left her job based on the thing. So I just think that actually, particularly with the podcast, the pod fam, you know, when we're talking about really honest things, which you do obviously a lot on this show as well, what happens is that's not only actually almost like medicine for ourselves, it helps so many people that we're probably unaware of how many people it helps in a lot of ways. But when those people do say, actually, you've helped me so much, that kind of validates the reason why we're even doing this. Yeah. And makeup, which is our main, all three of our main focus, makeup is just makeup, but actually there's more to it. It's a feeling. It's the way it empowers you. Yeah. And there is other stories that come out of that. So I think that it's important when you've got a voice to say the shit, because then it helps other people.
I agree, and I do think that the piece of that I never, the piece of the puzzle that I took a very, very long time to understand was when I was unhappy in jobs or when I felt like I was being poorly treated in roles. And I'm not saying I'm the easiest person to work with, because I'm very, very passionate about what I do and I'm very direct, and I'm not very good with flibbity gibbets or people who take 6 weeks to do one task. I do tend to lose my temper. But the piece of the puzzle that I was lacking was I would be disgruntled, and I'd complain. I'd say, why is this happening? Why is this person treating me like this? Why is this not going the way I want it to? But I would stick in that. It was almost like I found comfort in complaining and lingering in the wallowing in the, oh, my situation's not very good. And I remember for a long time, people would be like, oh, yes, you've got that difficult work situation, haven't you? And the piece of the puzzle I was missing was the thing of, if I just made the decision to go, it would have been okay. Because as long as you've got faith in your abilities, as long as you've got faith that you'll always put a roof over your head, you'll always cover your bills, if you believe that you can do that, you will make it happen. It's about being strategic and not just sort of hoping and wishing. It's like saying, right, what are my marketable skills? Who can I sell them to?
Yeah.
How can I make money outside of this role? Yep. And I think if you are in a difficult work situation, if you do begin to look at yourself objectively, it makes it a lot easier to then rationalise what's actually happening and whether you can stay or go.
And I always think that going back to, I mean, I spoke about this on when I did the podcast with you before, Ems, and I know Hannah's has been through a similar thing, is that I always think, life's too fucking short. Yeah. Like, why are we, like, hanging around? Like, we know this for a fact. Life is too short. And actually, if you want to do something, just do it. Like, I know sometimes it's hard. The best things come when you take a risk.
Absolutely.
So you said it. I feel like I've gone, like, well deep here. I feel like I should have some of your cider, Em. You're drinking it a bit slow.
Because I know that if I drink it too quickly, I'm going to belch like a boulder.
Oh, we could have an elf or bet belt. We'd be like, you're an elf? No, no. Is that not the kind of thing you do in your podcast?
Yeah. There's a reason.
Yeah. No belching.
That is the best scene in Elf, though, where he does, like, was it with the whole thing of Coca-Cola that he drinks and then he does the whole elf of it?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Incredible.
It's been a while since I've seen
it. I always lower the tone.
Is Elf the one where he's like, Stella?
I know him.
Yeah.
Greatest film ever.
Oh, well, yeah.
Christmas. No, second greatest Christmas film ever.
What's the best Christmas
film? Santa Claus the movie. Oh. Santa Claus the movie, the original, in my opinion.
Not sure I know it.
Sorry, that was really random. It's not even Christmas, but anyway.
No, it's fine. I think it was a nice palate cleanser after going there.
So was that Ribena cider.
It's very fruity, isn't it? It's very fruity. It's fine. Well, it's absolutely fine. But thank you for being honest about that, because I know that I couldn't have spoken. How long has it been?
4 months, 3 months.
I could not have spoken in such a measured fashion about my former work situation 4 months after the fact. It's been a while. It's taken me a long time. But then I was younger and less emotionally robust than I am now. I'm kind of able to compartmentalise it.
Mm.
But yeah, I think great things are going to happen.
I really hope so. I'm excited. There's fire in my belly.
Yes.
It's good. It's good.
And that's the thing. And that was another thing. Speaking of fire in your belly, what we talked about on Life and Lipstick was about you re-falling in love with, reigniting your passion for beauty products and for makeup and for what it can do, because you're no longer aligned to just working with a certain line of products.
Yeah.
So have you played with glitter yet?
Yes! But I've always...
Hello. Put my hand... She's friends with me. Are you kidding?
Glitter representative.
I've always played with glitter, but it's quite fun finding, you know, one's mojo, if anyone says that anymore. And, you know, I did...
People of our age say that.
Yeah, I know. I did a recent campaign. I did the Space NK campaign that's out currently. And one of the things was we did a bit of a graphic eye. And it was funny because I was kind of nervous about it. I was like, I don't think people will get it or translate it. Blah, blah. And the lovely Georgia Daly. Georgia Day.
Georgia Day from Space NK.
Yeah. She was like... And I wasn't talking to her. I was talking to my assistant. She was like, Hannah, it's great. Stop it. You're being allowed to go outside the box. It's fine. And I was like, okay.
Oh, George is like, she's got a great eye.
So, yeah.
Graphic eye. She's got a great graphic eye. No, she's very strong visually.
Yeah.
I used to live around the corner from her and we used to go out and I remember she was the first person who I ever went to a McDonald's to with after a pub. Oh, sorry. I'm making a flicky noise, sorry. with my Starbucks stir, I just got told off. But quite rightly so. She took me to... We went for drinks and then we went to a McDonald's and I think we got chips.
Amazing.
Like
did you know that Lisa will buy all the McDonald's and then give it out on the train if she's ever going home after a night out drunk?
Oh, I do it every time I go out and I get drunk. So if I've like got 15 minutes on my train, me and Theo will go to McDonald's. Like, obviously, I can't eat McDonald's, I'm allergic to gluten. We'll spend like 20 or 30 quid on McDonald's and hand it out to people on the train because I want to make a party carriage. No, it's not. It's like Chelsea's like, oh, it's so sweet.
That's not a party carriage. No. That's just a stinking train.
It's not. Oh my God, Emma. Honestly. No, it's not about giving people food. It's about then me putting music on them and being like, let's get singing. Woo woo. Oh,
so buying them with McDonald's,
they have to be involved.
You to put your music on.
Yeah, so yeah, we do. We do that.
And
regularly.
So, and do you go, Justin? Woo
woo. I'm going to wet myself.
No, me too. Me too. We need to draw this to a close because we're going to get kicked out. And because I don't know about you, I'm desperate. That cider has gone right through me.
And we need to go and get a mojito.
Mojito or vodka over ice. Maybe we'll toast Dame Bobby Brown.
Yeah. Oh. With a picante. Is that what they called? That tequila thing?
What? No, Picante Yella Casa is the spicy one at Sarah House. Yeah. Right. we should probably do this again at some point. This has been the best way to spend a Friday afternoon
hasn't
ever.
It? Hasn't when it? When Linz is over, we need to get that.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, fuck it, let's go to LA, all
she
of us.
Has yeah. Just, oh my God, let's do it.
No, let's do it. Let's all go to LA.
I'm serious.
These are our serious faces.
No, they're
serious.
Hold on. What was our. Did we do a handshake? No, what did we come up with?
We
dolphin
didn't.
Noise.
Oh, yeah. Okay, ready? We're serious. 3, 2, 1, go. Hannah, that was pretty good that time.
Stop it, you two. I'm actually going to wet myself. Linz, so, we're coming for you.
She's just submitted the second draft of I Love Hawaii. I Heart Hawaii. So she's going to... She needs a break. Let's go now!
Right, off to Heathrow.
All right, see you later. Signing off. This has been the Emma Gunn Show featuring Life and Lipstick.
Thanks,
Hannah
guys.
Martin and Lisa Potter Dixon.
See you later. I don't know why I didn't see you later, obviously got that.
Before you go, just a quick reminder that if you want to get in touch with me, it's so easy. Just email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. And I'm not overstating this, it really is genuinely one of my favourite things to get emails from you lovely listeners. You can also slide into my DMs if that's preferable. I'm at Emma Gunns on Twitter and on Instagram, or you can join the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes. And do you know what? If you are enjoying this episode of the show, I'd be so pleased. I'd be really, really grateful if you could pop over to wherever you're listening and hit that subscribe button. And if you do get an option to hit 5 stars and leave a couple of sentences about what you're enjoying, I would be so grateful if you could do that. It really does help these self-published podcasts like mine stand out on those massive podcast platforms. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.